views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the hit show, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. As a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, entertaining motivational speaker, and radio host, Artie has helped change the lives of thousands. He delivers spiritual messages with passion and humor. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. Call now, 1-800-930-2819, and get in the queue for your live on-air reading. Now, here's your host, Artie Hoffman.
Welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers, and you're with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
How you doing,
hi, everyone?
FFF.
I'm doing great, my love. It's so nice to be back.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Mercury retrograde has been kicking butt lately. The miscommunications dealing with this week has been really hard, and I tell people that that's what you could expect. A lot of mumbo jumbo with a lot of different people, and schedules getting screwed up, and misinterpretations and miscommunications.
Is it over? I just want to know if it's over.
Not till July 1st. That's when it's finally going to be over. That's when it's finally going to be over.
Let me tell you, it's been kicking my butt. It's been kicking my butt, and I'm serious. Everything that could go wrong has gone wrong.
It's not surprising. Oh, I saw this. I mean, not that, you know, I'm here to promote anybody, but I have to promote this one group. You know, Charity and I, my wife, we just saw the rock group called Rain, R-A-I-N, and they're a Beatles tribute band. And they don't look identical to them. They do look a lot like them, and they sound a lot like them, and they are so entertaining. So if you ever have the ability or the pleasure to be able to see their group Rain, and you like the Beatles, if you're a Beatles fan, you got to see them because they're really good. And also,
I'm a tremendous Beatles fan.
Yeah, also the Fab Faux, F-A-U-X, the Fab Faux. They look nothing like the Beatles, but they all sound exactly like the Beatles. And I'm a Beatles fan, so we just had a great, great time. Really, really good time last night. It was awesome.
I'm happy to hear that.
You need to get away from the house. You need to get away from the house and get a little R&R yourself.
I know. It's been crazy here, and I just can't get away. I just cannot get away. Yesterday, though, I had a granddaughter and grandmother day with one of my grandchildren, you know, the one that lives with me. And we had a really nice day. We went for manis and petties, and we went to get our hair done, and we went to buy a few outfits, and it was really cool, and it turned out really nice, you know. But other than that, everything has been going to shit. Excuse my life.
On Father's Day, I went to Great Adventure, the Six Flags, with my daughter. And I took one of my assistants, one of my helpers, and his two kids, and I treated everybody. And we had a really good time. We went through the safari. And we went on the rides, and the little boy, Jeremiah, he won a big stuffed animal. And so it was a lot of fun. We had a good Italian meal on the way home and stuff. So it was a lot of fun. It was really a lot of fun.
You could have stopped at my house. I live right around the corner from that.
I know you live close by, but there was just no way because time was of the essence when we finished.
Yeah.
So. But it was a lot of fun. It was a great time. But the only thing that stinks about going to those amusement parks, you wait an hour and a half on for a 2 minute ride. You wait an hour and a half, you go on the 2 minute ride.
Yes.
It's like, I don't believe it. I can't believe that they actually sell this concept of waiting online for an hour and a half, and then you go on a 2 minute ride, 3 minute ride, you know? It's like, oh my God.
I know.
So it's like, you know, and then they want to charge it for two people. They have what's known as a fast pass, which means you're allowed to jump ahead of everybody. You're literally allowed to go on this fast pass line. And for two people, it costs $130 to have that luxury.
Oh, my goodness. That's craziness.
For two people, it's $130. You want to, like, blow by everybody and you go cut right to the front. I mean, granted, you'll go on a lot more rides. You know, you'll go on more than double the rides, but, you know, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
It is. It is. Now, times that with people that have four kids.
Oh, my God.
That's
you're not kidding. Yeah. So that would be 200. Yeah, that would be if you had four kids and then if there's two adults. Well, a lot of times the adults are gone. I didn't go on a lot of rides myself. I went on, like, two rides. That was it. You know, and I liked the roller coaster rides, but I just wasn't in the mood to wait in long lines. So I was just chilling out on the bench while my friend's daughter and my daughter, they went on the roller coaster rides and stuff. That was cool, you know, and it was nice ambiance. They got their tattoos and their Hannahs, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah, because we don't do it that often. So I say, you know, sometimes you just got to say, what the hell, and you splurge. And, you know, you bring your kids to the circus, you end up buying $10 popcorn and cotton candy. And
that's right. How about those twisty lights that are on a ball, and there's an elephant on top of the ball or some kind of an animal, and you switch on the battery pack, and the colors go all the way around, and it costs like $35 or $40, but everybody has one, so all the kids have to have one. It's ludicrous. And, of course, when I put my kids in circus, they all had to have it. And it looks like
that's
an ice cream
funny.
Cone with a ball. Yeah, it looks like an ice cream cone with a ball on top. And then there's an animal on top of that. And it makes a sound. It rotates. Colors come out of it. And it's just like, you know, this is the thing. If you don't have this, you're not part. You're just not a part of the circus. So, like, there's no question. You have to get it. And that it breaks you financially.
Yeah, you're not kidding. It's a small fortune when you want to take your kids out to the ball game. Even to go to the ball game, it's expensive as hell. Going to a ball game, going to the circus, going to the Broadway shows and stuff. You're looking at anywhere from, I don't know, it could be anywhere from $400 to $1,000 a day, easily. And then going out to eat.
Easily.
But you want to know something? That once in a blue moon, that once in a while, you got to afford
it.
It's worth it. You know, to have that kind of fun and the memories, and you could have all the excuses, like I don't have time or I don't have the money. You know what? That's the time. You put it on a credit card. You pay it off in time, blah, 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 blah.
Right. I agree. And I love doing that for the kids.
So, but I definitely enjoy, you know, going out on spontaneous moments like that too, because a lot of times I'm the type of person, like if somebody asks me, you know, if I have the time open and say, hey, all right, you want to go to the ball game, you want to go to the beach, you want to go to Atlantic City, it's like okay, I'm not one. For me, home is a place to chill out and relax and take a break from the action. It's not a way of life. Whereas my previous wife, she was a homebody. And she, I mean, that was her way of life, and she always wanted me home, and it was always like, it was like pulling teeth for me to always have to be home. And, you know, and that just wasn't me. I mean, I don't mind hanging home. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to chill out every once in a while. But
people need to live.
People get caught in a routine in a rut, and they end up doing the same old, going to work, going to home, taking care of the kids, the whole kids go. And you got to block out that time. And that's why our topic this week is about setting your dreams and your goals. You have to set out your own dreams and goals. Very important. Hold on a second, Sky, before we start to talk some more, we have to go to a break soon, but before we go to a break, if somebody wants to get a personal reading from you and they want to communicate to their loved ones who are deceased and they're dying, no pun intended, they're dying to communicate to their loved ones who have passed over. So if somebody wants to get a reading from you, and with extreme accuracy, might I add, extreme accuracy, what's your phone number that people could call you at?
My number is 908-500-1474.
And you have a website now too, right?
Yes, although I can't find it. You're going to have to help me. I'm kind of like computer illiterate.
Sky of Angels.
Yes. The name of it is Sky at skyofangels.com, I believe.
Yeah, skyofangels.com is your website, and it's very cool. So, all right. Well, listen, we're going to be going for a little break soon, and right after that, you'll be talking more with Sky and I, and if you want a reading, just give us a call. And so Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
All right, welcome back, everybody. So we do have a few callers who want to get read by Sky and I, which is cool. But I just wanted to mention that, you know, it's very, very important that you have your own personal dreams and that you have your goals. And it makes life worth living. It really does. Sky and I, one of our personal dreams is to have our own national television show. And
yes.
I really believe we're going to achieve that. And sometimes it takes years to achieve certain goals. And other times it's a matter of setting out certain, you know, like when you have a goal, there's stages within setting a goal, you know, and it's about, you know, doing step one, doing step two, doing step three. And sometimes each step might take weeks, it might take months, or it might take a year or two until you hit certain steps. But just the fact that you're going after your own personal dream or own personal goal. And I know a lot of people have a hard time trying to figure out, well, I don't know what I want. You know, my whole life has been about making everybody else happy, you know.
And if I might add something, goals give you clarity on what you really want. And goals come in two sections. You first have to manifest what you want in your mind, okay? And then you have to put that manifestation into reality. So, you know, you have to continue it. It's not like, it's like Artie said, it doesn't come overnight. And it also can come in little chapters. Start off slow and manifest yourself into your first reality. And after that, go to the second one. Like you said,
right.
There's like many ways.
It's all about, it's very important to put your thoughts into action. If you physically do something each day, if you could do one or anywhere from one to three things, at least one to three things a day that supports what you want to accomplish in your life, a personal goal, then you're going to achieve it. It's like trying to chop down a redwood tree. You know, their trunks are huge. But you want to know something? If you take enough wax at it with an axe, and you take a few chunks out of it each day, a few hits each day, it might take you a month or 2 months or whatever, but trust me, eventually that tree's going to come down. No matter how big the goal is, no matter how thick it seems to get to your goal, very, very important for you to do something proactive that's going to support what it is you want to achieve.
Yeah.
And so right now we're going to go to a few callers who've been patient, and we thank you. And right now we have Ann from New Jersey. How you doing, Ann?
Very good, thank you.
That's good.
Hi, Ann.
So what can we do you for, Ann?
I just wondered, do you see my work office relocating to another town in 2014?
What do you see for her in regards to her job?
Are you an entrepreneur? Do you own the business, Ann?
No, I'm self-employed in a financial business.
Self-employed.
Yeah.
That's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, well, that's an entrepreneur.
Exactly.
You know what I see for you? I don't see you closing down one and opening another. I see you adding two. You're going to have sort of an epiphany where you're going to say, wait a minute, I'm doing really well here. Let me branch out into another place doing the same thing you're doing now. And if you're not happy in the place that you're at, stay in the location to find yourself a better place. And you know,
okay,
what, I'm coming across. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to ask you, what is it that you do, Ann?
I'm a financial representative.
Okay.
So, you know,
that means a registered rep.
Pardon me?
I'm a registered rep for a firm. So I just wanted to see if that particular office may be relocating to another town, or will we stay where we're at?
Oh, okay. Well, you have the final say-so on that, correct?
More or less.
Yeah.
It depends.
I feel you're going to end up staying. I don't know. For some reason, I'm getting staying.
Yeah, and I feel that you're going to branch out. You're going to actually stay in your location and then add another one to it.
Well, that sounds good.
What?
Good. I said, that sounds good.
Yeah, just being, but you want to know something? It's important to be very enthusiastic about everything that you're doing. And I feel like the more enthusiasm that you, because enthusiasm is very contagious. And even if things are not going the greatest behind the scenes, if you're putting up a good front and you're showing enthusiasm, that breeds excitement with other people, and that's going to create more prosperity for you. So that's the key. Marketing and enthusiasm is the key to success when it comes to sales.
Ann?
Yes.
On a more personal note, Ann, are you going through some difficulties right now, family-wise or with close friends? I feel a sadness. I feel a sadness around you. Would that make
it? Not really. Everything's been flowing, you know, relatively well, so I hope that doesn't change.
No. But I just feel like an uneasiness about you, like you're maybe overreacting on this one decision you're making, and I'm feeling a sadness around you due to that. Is something like, are you feeling like, you know, confused or a little bit apprehensive or sad or confused? Something, you know, on those lines.
No, not right now. I'm very optimistic. You know, I feel whatever, you know, is meant to happen will happen.
Yes, right. But I kind of feel like a sadness around you. I don't know why. Is it something personal, maybe? That I'm usually never wrong. And I not to say that I'm so great, I'm not. But I just feel like a heavy heart. A heavy heart.
You want to know something? There's going to be, as I'm listening to Sky speak and as I'm picking up Anne's energy, what I'm picking up on is that there's something about communication. I keep on looking at your throat chakra. And there's something very important that you're going to have to get off your chest. And there's a burden. There's a burden going on in regards to a family matter. And you're not really getting the words out. You're not getting your feelings out. And you're suppressing it. And it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. And I feel like you need to respect yourself. And you need to get the words out. The angels keep showing me your throat chakra. So it's very important for you that if you feel like you're being disrespected by anybody or you're being sidestepped by somebody or not, respected, it's very, very important for you to express yourself and to express your feeling.
Or even not heard the way you expect to be heard. Like,
you'll understand this soon enough. You'll understand this within 2 weeks. Anne, thanks a lot for calling in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You.
Bye.
And we wish you the best of luck.
Absolutely.
Scott, you want to know something? A lot of times when I've been on the air and people have, denied what I said. This is, you know, it was the very first time I was ever on the air, as a matter of fact. And the girl kept saying, no, 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 no. And I said, you want to know something? The visions are so strong in my mind. I said, I know I'm not wrong. I said, please call the station or call me up like the next day or within the next few days to see if what I'm saying to you is true or not. And so she confirmed with her mother and with other relatives about what I was saying, and everything I said actually came true. She couldn't appreciate it in the moment, but I promise you within 2 weeks the lady will know. If she doesn't understand it now, which is okay, then she'll understand it. Within 2 weeks she's going to understand exactly what you were talking about or what has happened.
Yeah, because I felt it so strongly that it was actually in the forefront. You know what I mean? And I feel as though she's not being heard or what she's being said is not taken seriously enough. And it's actually weighing down on her. And she might not even realize that right now because she has so many other things on her plate.
A lot of people are so good at just keeping the ball rolling, even at their expense.
Yeah.
Like, everything's going and people can manifest and things are rolling along. But the thing is, like, behind the scenes or deep within their emotions, in their heart, a lot of times people aren't satisfied in their heart.
Right.
They're not satisfied.
Right.
But they are very good at keeping the ball rolling on behalf of, whether it be work or their relatives or their spouse or a partner in life. They're good at keeping things rolling. But, you know, it's like laugh, clown, laugh. It's like on the forehead, it's okay, everything's fine. But behind the scenes or within their heart, it's like, something's not right.
That's right. And that's exactly how I felt. And she'll realize she'll realize it.
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine. Yeah, we have a few other callers that we're going to get to, but, God, you know, we get to a break time, like, so fast. So if anybody wants to call me for a personal reading or to have an RE party, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 or just check out artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. And, Sky, if somebody wants to get a reading from you, what should they do?
Please call me at 908-500-1474.
And Sky will blow you away. All right, everybody. Well, listen, stay tuned. We're going to be taking on more callers as soon as we get back. And we're going to be right back right after this commercial break. Single dream I dream.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Come here, baby. Up a wall, the way you make good for the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems...
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, and I'm so happy to be here. Right now we have a wonderful person all the way from South Jersey. Hey, Carol, how you doing?
Hi, Artie. It's Carol. How are you doing? It's good to hear you.
Oh, I'm doing good. Life has been treating me kind. A few challenges here and there, but overall, life has been treating me kind. So I've been happy. Mm-hmm. And what have you been up to?
Just preparing for my move. I just wanted to know how if there's any, and on my spiritual development, what spirit has any messages, if that it's acceptable. What they'd like to share. I'm in Florida.
Artie? Go ahead, Artie.
I didn't hear her question. I'm so sorry.
She's going through a move right now, and she wants to know within her move, as soon as she moves, how her spiritual growth is going to be, and as far as having love in her life.
Okay, you have something to say about that, or you want me to start?
You can go ahead, Sky, and then I'll elaborate.
Okay. I don't feel that if you're moving for spiritual development, that's not the right reason. Because spiritual development has to come from within. I believe that your spiritual development will increase, and you're going to make a direct effort to make that increase. Okay? So I see you.
Yes, I do that.
I see your gifts coming abundantly. As far as the move is concerned, I know it feels to me that you're going through a lot of, you're going through a lot of stress with that.
I'm in negotiations, but there's somebody else coming to look at the house today.
Ah, that's where the stress is coming in. Okay. So you want to know if you're going to get it or not?
That would be nice if either one of these.
I'm going to tell you.
I'm all packed. I'm ready to go.
I feel like this. Get there first. And unfortunately, the person that you're going to be dealing with is all about the money. And if you're the highest bidder, you're going to get it. And I'm sorry to say that. That's kind of cold because I don't think on those lines. However, the person you're dealing with is all about the money. And they're not going to go with the better fit with the place, but they're going to go with the most money that they can get. And I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
I'm selling the house, so I actually have somebody in negotiation.
She's not buying the house. She's not buying the house. She's selling the house.
And there's another person that's interested to see the house this afternoon.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're the salesperson, what I'm saying is correct. The person that has the most money that offers to this person that you're dealing with is going to be the person.
We're going to sell the house. The house is going to be sold. I wouldn't really worry too much.
It's in negotiations now, but there's another person that's interested as a buyer. So I'm like, I'm showing it today. Uh-huh. It's okay.
Well, the person that's making the most money is going to be the one to get it.
That's fine. I just want someone to love the house.
Carol, you want to know something? You're a lot more blessed than you give yourself credit for. And I don't think you have to put unnecessary stress on yourself. I honestly believe in my heart and soul that things are just going to fall into place. And I don't feel like you have to really worry that much. I really, really don't. I think just knowing that your house is going to be sold and that things are going to move along and you're going to be able to move along in your life, I think that's pretty exciting. As far as your spirituality growth, I feel like no matter where you're at, so long as your meditations and your prayers and everything, keeps on moving along, you're going to be totally, totally fine. You know, and plus we're in the world of the internet and everything else, so it makes no difference where you live or what's what.
Right.
And as long as you keep marketing yourself, you keep marketing yourself, you are going to be, very successful at, your spiritual endeavors. You know, as far as love goes, let's see. As far as what love goes, what do we see for her love life? Do you have cats?
Excuse me?
Carol, do you have cats?
I can't understand.
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear anything.
I'm asking you, Carol, is do you have cats?
Do I have what?
Cats. Meow.
Oh, no. I have two. I have two beagles that I'm fostering.
Aww.
Okay,
I foster dogs.
Believe it or not, you're going to end up, I see you being with somebody who has two cats.
Oh, okay.
This is what I'm strongly saying. It's going to be a matter of months until you meet this person. It's not going to be longer than a year. It'll be a matter of months. And it's somebody, now I don't know if this is going to be a love or a very close companion relationship where you're like best of friends, like Jerry and Elaine, from Seinfeld. So it's either, it's going to be a relationship like that, or it's going to be, it could be an intimate one. But I just see you getting a very, very close relationship with somebody who, and he's into cats.
And remember one thing, the best relationships start off, like Artie said, as best friends.
Right. That's a
because
nice
once you're
foundation.
Your best friend, everything comes just automatically. You become lovers, you become thinking like each other, mm-hmm. and it just falls into place, and you do become, you know, involved in a deeper way. So sometimes best friends, to be best friends, are to make the best mates.
And you want to know
something?
What's going to happen is, like, when you meet this fella, there's going to be a lot of appreciation with one another. And you're going to say, God, thank you so much for helping me out, and thank you for being there. And he's going to feel the same way. And I'm here. I appreciate you. I appreciate you more. It's like you're going to be talking like lovers and might not even be lovers. But it's going to be a really cool relationship.
That's nice.
And I really feel like this whole move thing, I wouldn't be scared about it. I'd be more enthusiastic about it.
Let me ask
I'm
you
looking
something,
into...
Are you going to a wedding? Have you been invited to a wedding yet?
No. I was... not yet. Okay.
Yeah, I see that you're going to be invited to a wedding shortly. Which,
okay.
From now That's until nice. About September.
Okay. That's nice. I'm happy for that. I'm happy for whoever it is.
Excuse me?
Carol, where were you moving? Carol, where were you moving?
I'm looking into the Raleigh area of North Carolina or San Antonio, Texas. And I was thinking about Albuquerque, but I'm not sure. I've been looking at houses and rentals.
I see you're going to go to Albuquerque on vacation. I see that you're going to check Albuquerque out. But I'm sorry to say you're going to stay in the Carolinas.
Yeah, okay. That works for me. I like to travel.
Yeah. And you're going to have a great time, by the way, in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to love it there. You're going to love it there. But unfortunately, monetarily, you're not going to be able to afford exactly what you want. And you're going to decide to stay where you're at for a while longer. And you're going to save. But I do see in the future, and I'm not saying the near future, that one of your goals and aspirations will be someday to get there, to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I already have, like, my dream home there.
Oh, great.
That's awesome.
In my vision, yeah. I know
awesome.
What that looks like. So
yeah, New Mexico
I know that'll be at some point.
Absolutely gorgeous.
It is. It is.
Well,
it's really, really beautiful.
It's got
when
a lot of very rich
play.
In native culture.
Yeah. When that comes into place, you guys are welcome to come, and you guys can do your, you can do a show there. We'll have you with a Western.
God bless
you. From your mouth to God's ears, my love.
Carol, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, you're
thanks,
very sweet.
Artie.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Guy. Have a blessed
you're
day.
You're a sweetheart, Carol, and we wish you all, nothing but the best. Things are going to work
Absolutely.
Out. Don't stress out.
Very well. They're going to work out very well. So don't stress at all.
Thanks so much. Love to you guys and your family.
All right, Carol. You
bye.
Take care,
you
sweetheart. All right. We're going to be taking a short break in just a little bit. So, Sky, if people want a personal private reading from you, what should they do?
Please call me at 908-500-1474, and I do look forward to hearing from everyone. So please give me a shout-out. And you, Artie, your number?
And I appreciate... I appreciate all the emails that I get as far as people saying how they like the show and saying all these nice comments, about our readings and the shows, and it's really nice to hear, and it really does. It makes a big difference, and it makes us feel good. The ego needs a little feeding every now and again, so we thank you kindly. It does.
Yeah,
no,
we really do.
Good when we get a response. But if anybody wants to call into the show, just call 800-930-2819. And for me personally, if you want to get a personal reading for myself, call 877 Angel02. So stay tuned, because Sky and I are going to talk more stuff about life and reach some more people right after this commercial break. So stay tuned.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. We're on every single week. Loving it.
So, couldn't love it more. This has been so wonderful for me.
And we are, because we're going to be going 2 hours soon. We're going to be switching to, switching to Thursday evenings after July 4th. We're going to be switching to Thursday evenings, and we're going to be doing a two-hour show. I'll be reading a lot more people. And it's going to be even bigger and better than ever. So I can't wait. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I am so excited. I am on pins and needles. I am just so thrilled. My heart is beating like crazy. I'm just so happy to get out there and help you guys in any way I possibly can, and Artie too. And we're just looking forward to making so many new friends out there, you know, because this is a personal thing that we do. And we love all of you.
Yeah, we love doing the thing that we do for you, that reading thing. So, but any case, right now we have Ann from South Plainfield. How you doing, Ann?
Hi, Ann.
Hey, Artie. Hello.
Hello,
hi,
Ann.
Hello. Anna, hi.
What is it that we could do you for, sweetie?
I don't know. I just had a call. Should I financially? When are my finances going to get better? They're like not looking really good right now.
Okay, let me just give it a few moments. Let me just... I'm seeing that you've recently went through a turmoil in your life that put you in a financial position of being in ruin. Is that make sense to you?
Yeah, I haven't been able to catch up from it.
Okay. I want you to know that there is help on its way through your spirits and through your loved ones on the other side and through your angels. But they are telling me that they want you to further your education if possible, even a little bit in the field that you're going after, because it seems as though in your career, they're taking people that have more of a background. Does that make sense to you?
No, not really.
It doesn't?
No, not in my business.
Okay.
Put it this way, I'm going to tell you what I'm picking up. What I'm picking up is that you're going to have to restructure your whole everything financially. You're going to have to cut some of your losses, and you're going to have to restructure your finances so that things start making sense. You can't keep on playing the same game plan and then expect different results, because I don't feel like it's going to happen. I don't think things are just going to happen by itself. I feel like that you have to start taking what little is going right and really manifest that, and everything that's not going right, you're going to have to let it go. And I feel like, are you like in major debt right now too?
Yeah.
Because what I'm possibly thinking is possibly filing, I don't know, what is it, chapter 7, chapter 11, chapter
11
something
is a restructure.
It restructured chapter is. I didn't read
11.
The book.
It's 11.
I didn't read that book. but
well, I already did a, I've like,
literally,
yeah.
I feel like for you to, like, really get everything together, you're going to have to, you know, file for chapter 11 to restructure everything, what you got going on, and so that you could start making sense of it, because I feel like things are way out of your control, and emotionally, it's like I feel like you've been losing sleep.
Drained.
I'm barely. I'm like treading water.
Let me ask you something. Do you have a set career, or are you floundering?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a set career. Then I could have retired 2 years ago, but can't because financially I can't. You know,
well, you see,
if I had a second income,
don't get upset. Listen to me closely. I'm not being told that you're not good enough, but I'm being told that is there like a course you can take to help yourself in any aspect, of your career. Even if it's in public relations, to be able to get your resume out and to be able to better.
I deliver mail for a living, so I'm.
Okay, but that doesn't even matter.
No.
What I'm feeling for you is that if you project yourself in a more positive fashion.
And I normally am. I'm usually a very positive person, you know.
But how are you on interviewing?
Well, I'm a people person. I mean, I haven't been on an interview in a long time because I've been in my job 41 years.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So, in other words, what you're saying is that you have lost this job, correct?
No.
I have
my job.
Retired. Oh, you couldn't retire. That's right. You couldn't retire.
I can't retire. Yeah, I can't retire. I would lose money if I retired. I couldn't afford it.
Yeah, well,
I couldn't afford my mortgage. I couldn't afford my...
Why don't you look... I know that the post office usually hires from within, don't they? They give you opportunities to advance yourself in your career within?
It's possible, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I want you to check up on that and see if you can apply for something at a higher rate, a higher position within the company that you're at now. just go to every single interview that you would find that would bring you more income. I also see you looking into getting like a second job.
Yeah, that's been on my mind.
I think, yeah. And before you do that, that's a good idea. But before you do that, exhaust all avenues in the job you're at now by seeing if you can apply for something in a higher qualification, like not a higher qualification, I'm sorry, like a higher position within your own company. Because, look, you have a lot of experience, my love, a lot of experience, mm-hmm. and that is worth money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I feel that if you just give it a little bit more time, something's going to pop up.
Two things, like I said, before we have to wrap up, there's two things I want to finish off on. It's either A, you're going to have to restructure yourself financially so you're not as financially strapped and you could start living back within your means. You have to start making some major serious moves, all right? Because just living your life the way you've been living it, you're going to keep on feeling this fear factor and things are slowly going to get worse and get worse. So this is where you're going to have to grab the bull by the horns. Do I see you also getting another part-time job? The answer is yes. And that's also going to take a lot of pressure off for you. It might hit your ego a little bit, but at the same token, at least, you know, you're going to feel good that you're not sitting around with any open time, just sitting around waiting on thinking about, you know, your finances, because it's only going to stress you out more. But at least if you're working at, like, I'm seeing you working on at a major store, like a major chain store, and at least you're going to be able to, you know, physically keep busy, keep your mind out from thinking negative, and you're bringing in money at the same time.
Work is my lifeline. I mean, like, you know, work during the day is like, you know, that's like my safe place. I mean, you know, I
of course it is, but it's going to be, telling you, it's going to be like an evening job or a weekend job or something, but you're going to have to restructure your financial circumstances and also get, you know, another part-time job, up, you know, on top of that, just to take all the pressure off. But unfortunately, right now, we got to split.
Okay. Thank you, Artie.
It was nice speaking with you, sweetie. I wish you the best.
You too, Skye. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And also, look inside your own career where you're at now for improvement in your job.
I will. I'm going to look into that. Thank you, Skye. Yeah.
You're welcome, sweetheart. God bless you.
Okay.
Right now, what I want to tell Wendy from South Jersey and Anne from Virginia, you've been patiently waiting to talk with Skye and I. So I want you to go to my email address, and you could ask me one question, and I will respond to you, and then I will forward your email address over to Skye, and she'll answer one question for you because you were nice enough to wait, and we weren't able to get to you on the air. So my email address is rdj@comcast.net. So for Wendy from South Jersey and Ann from Virginia, who've been patiently waiting, drop me an email, ask me the question, and I'll respond to you. And like I said, and then I'll forward your email over to Skye, and then she'll answer it for you as well. And
I'll be very happy to. Very happy.
Yeah. And Skye and I, we feel very blessed to be able to be in this position, to have our radio show, and to bring light to people's lives. And again, you know, as far as your careers go, as far as your dreams and goals are so, so important. Create a dream board. Write down your dreams and visions as far as what it is you desire in life and do something about it each day. Do something that can help support and create moving in the right direction of whatever it is you want. And what you love to do more than most of all, sometimes you might not be able to make a living right away doing what you love to do. So don't lose your full-time job, whatever brings you in money, but still do that, but do what you love to do on a part-time basis until you build up your business or build up what it is that you love to do, and then that could be your full-time. So, Skye, as always, it's a great pleasure to do the show with you.
Oh, and you too, my love. It's such a great honor to do it with you. I love you, and you're such a genuine and wonderful friend. And most of all, you give so much to so many, and I love you for that.
Oh, thank you. I love you too, honey. All right, so from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family with all the love, happiness, and prosperity that you deserve. And may God bless all of you and your loved ones who might be emotionally or physically hurting at this time. So we send you lots of love and healing energy from my mouth to Raphael's ears, to your hearts, to your family, to your bodies, to make yourself feel better. Live life to be happy. And Sky, again, thanks again. And until next week, everybody.
My pleasure.
God bless you all. God bless you all.
God bless everyone.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Tune in to the hottest psychic with the warmest heart every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And call 1-800-930-2819 to ask your questions. Artie is a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He has helped over 15,000 people with his intuitive gifts by communicating with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. See you next week.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.